You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Licking and sucking the food off his fingers.
I agree. Although, you know, if he's doing that, he might be good going down to down.
Oh, God. Because Jesus. No. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
That is my wonderful mother who came up with a beautiful question of the week.
We did.
Sneaky Freaks, if you're just tuning in for the first time, my mother and I come up with a Sneaky Freak question of the week. We text it out to our favorite people, you Sneaky Freaks.
That would be you guys.
And you can text us your responses. We'll read them on the show. Our text line, if you'd like to participate.
It's free of charge.
310-356-3920. How do you know it's free of charge? Their text, their Verizon might be charging them. Who the fuck knows?
And maybe you're not free of charge.
But we will not charge you. How about that?
We aren't going to charge you.
It's completely free except for your delicate time.
Or if you want to join us on Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
That is not free of charge,
but it definitely supports the show.
It definitely keeps our lights on, these wonderful lights on.
And you do get a little behind the scenes over there, too.
Shout out to you, podcaster. If you guys have a podcast, hit up youpodcaster.com and start recording that shit in Los Angeles. Okay. All right. So here's the question of the week. What's something that someone did on a first date with you that immediately ruled out a second date?
Oh, my God. So, all right.
Do you know the answer? You want to start it up?
Why don't you go first?
I went on a first date.
By the way, I did write a book about this.
Worst
first dates?
How many first dates do you think you've gone on that you could write a book about this?
Well, I had a partner. She was also writing her first dates.
Not a romantic partner.
And this was over the age of 40.
Yeah.
And we did, you know, a good amount of work, and then we just couldn't get it sold. But now I may actually, after thinking about it, after doing this podcast today, I may
book number three
relaunch it.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember first date. It was a nightmare. First of all, this woman shows up 20-25 minutes late. Red flag. And barely apologetic at all.
Oh my God.
Bulldozes into this date. I don't love.
Where was this date?
It was at a bar.
Good.
Yes. So, first of all, I kind of expect all the people I go on dates with are going to be late. That's, at this point, commonplace. But at least just say, oh, I'm running five behind. I'm so sorry. Just anything.
To acknowledge the fact that you made someone wait.
She doesn't fucking acknowledge it. Are you kidding?
Attitude.
We get in. She orders a drink on my tab and takes a business call. Another 20 minutes. I finish my drink by the time she gets back.
And you're not a drinker.
No. I'm infuriated. I'm sitting at this bar doing jack diddly. Can you believe the shit?
Well, I'd stop dating people if they're on the phone.
She's on a full-blown phone call.
So what did she say?
Then she comes back and she starts bragging about the type of phone call that she's on. Oh, it was with these celebrities, blah, blah, blah. But eat my ass. Eat my ass. I don't give a shit. You're not present on the date.
That's right. You don't like that.
Then.
No complicité.
Then someone comes into the bar, maybe 10 minutes later, it's her friend.
Oh.
Or someone she kind of just met like last week or 2 weeks ago.
Or she set this up on purpose.
She did not set this up. Okay. Person happened to be there. She invites him to join us.
This is bizarre.
Are you fucking kidding me? I was livid.
And did you have to pay for the whole bill?
I paid for her drink and my drink.
And what about this other person?
Fuck that other person. Who does it?
That all around, it's on a scale of 1 to 10 rudeness.
Yes.
It's a 10.
No second date. And she told my friend that she wasn't interested in me. Fuck you.
Bitch.
B- Bitch. All right. That's probably the worst date I've ever been on, and also the first date that never turned into a second date.
Yeah.
What about you? What is something that someone did on a first date with you that immediately ruled out a second date?
Well, first of all, you're involved in this to some extent. And your brother were very young. So I was like in my late 40s, I guess. And your brother and you were in your teenage years. Your brother, I think, was like 11 or 12. This guy, he comes to the door, he takes me out, and he goes, I want to take you somewhere very special. He's in this Hummer. You know what I have to say about Hummers? They're always compensating for something.
This is a small dick joke?
I don't know if it's that or it's compensating for some ego thing, whatever, but he takes me in a Hummer. Who has a Hummer anyway?
I don't know, a military person.
Yeah, no, he's not a military person. He's just...
Gas guzzler.
He takes me...
Didn't he own...
Yes.
Okay.
But he takes me off-roading.
Okay.
I was scared for my life. The guy is...
I would have been freaked out.
On two wheels.
No way. Two wheels of a Hummer?
You know, moving... It felt like that. Maybe it was four wheels.
I've never seen a car on two wheels in my life.
It felt like it was on a... You know how like you're racing through this woods?
Yes,
I thought it was me kills.
Okay.
And it turned out it was his birthday. Why I knew this beyond...
Is the first date on his birthday?
I think so.
Wow.
And he's like, I'd like to invite your kids out.
What?
That's what I said. No, my kids do not want to go out with you and his kids.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just realized who this is. I did go out with them.
That was a different date.
Why am I involved?
I don't know.
That was pretty early
on. Because he wanted to introduce you to his son.
The nebbish son. I had no desire to meet the date or his son. What are we mixing families the third date?
It gets worse.
What is it?
It got so worse.
What?
He decides before he can take me on a second date that he wants me to go visit with his rabbi.
What?
Apparently he was at some sort of like weird, like, you know, woo-woo type of rabbi. Like, you know, like earthy granola eating rabbi.
Making fun of this rabbi. Okay.
So
I kind of like that type of rabbi.
He's kind of cool guy. I actually like the rabbi better than I liked
this date. Why so many dates with this guy?
He said, I need my rabbi's approval if I'm going to continue to see you.
So within the first four, how many dates are you going with this guy?
No, that was just, I think there was the second one after that one that you were off-roading.
Okay. You went off-roading, then we went out and all...
That I think he wanted to do... I'm not sure of the course of events because it was like 10 years.
Very few dates, and at that point, you've mixed families, you've gone off-roading, risking your life, and now you meet his rabbi.
Meet his rabbi.
What the hell?
And let me tell you what he did
it's
after
moving
that.
Moving very fast.
He calls me up, and I got the report from the rabbi. I go, what? He goes, he definitely approved of you. However, he said you could lose 10 pounds off your ass. Now, mind you, my husband had died like a year ago.
What
at that
the
point.
Fuck?
Your father, and I was very distraught. So I had lost like 20 pounds or something.
Oh,
I mean,
my
I was like the
God.
Skinniest I've ever been. I was like 100, I don't even know. Just
fuck these.
And he
guy.
Says to me, I could lose 10 pounds off my. Now, I don't know if it was him saying that or the rabbi saying that or if there's any validity to any of this.
The fact that, regardless, he shared it with you
he
is fucking
shared it with
insane.
Me. No wonder there was no more dates after that. And
this is not a first date that immediately ruled out a second date. This is like a fifth date that ruled out a sixth date.
No, these are all kind of mixed together.
This is one big date? This is the craziest fucking date I've ever heard of.
All right. I don't exactly remember the details of when he asked you to come with for his birthday.
I remember very early on.
Yeah, it didn't go very far.
Yeah, we got pancakes with this kid.
How do you remember what you ate?
It was very uncomfortable. There's a stranger, stranger's son. Clearly, he just wanted you. I didn't know what the fuck, why I was there.
I don't know why you were there either.
Never again.
Never again. Never again. That was the All last right. date for that one and the freaking rabbi too.
All right, so.
What do you think? Do you think that the rabbi... thought that I needed to lose 10 pounds off my ass when I was already really skinny.
There's no fucking way a religious leader is going to say, you got to take off 10 pounds from her ass.
I'm going to just call this guy Joey Baby.
Joey Baby is a fucking douchebag.
Joey Baby came up with that idea to tell me that nonsense.
Nonsense.
And maybe he had this, you know, I had another guy call me up for a date. He asked me what size pants I wear. And again, I was so skinny that I said, I wear a size 2. He goes, oh, good, because I will not go out with anybody over a size 2 pants.
What the fuck?
I'm like, goodbye.
Yeah.
A nice click on that one.
You got some douchey guys your age.
A lot of douches.
I don't know any of my friends who would ever call someone up and say, you got to lose 10 pounds off your ass.
The rabbi said that.
Okay. No, none of my friends would say, hey, my rabbi said you need to lose 10 pounds off your ass.
I can't imagine that a rabbi, no matter if they're granola eating or not, would say that.
Or question your pant size. I don't I didn't know women's pants were like a 2.
0, 2, 4, 6, 8, whatever.
Oh, wow.
By the way, he wasn't any skinny mini to be talking about this.
Both of them?
I don't know what the guy on the phone was because I never went out with him. But the other one with the rabbi with the, he was not so thin. He wasn't fat, but he wasn't thin.
Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. All right. These are horrible first dates. Should we listen to what the Sneaky Freaks had to say?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear. I'm sure they've got some doozies.
So in response to what's something that someone did on a first date with you that immediately ruled out a second date, Erica says, we met up at a local trail, and within the first 15 minutes of meeting me, he said he wanted to get married very soon.
I had one like that, too.
And start a family.
Yeah, I had one that I told him that my kids live in California. He goes, I could see moving out to California.
It's too much.
First date?
First date, not good.
Whew.
Was that, did that freak you out?
Yeah, that was it.
He then proceeded to tell me that his wife would not be allowed to work and he wanted at least 5 children. What the fuck?
Sounds like some sort of like
in the Middle
Mormon
Ages.
Mormon thing, you know?
It's fucking crazy. She can't work. He wants at least 5 children. What is that shit?
I don't know, but I mean, that would be definitely a last date.
Needless to say, we finished walking the trail and I never talked to him again.
Good
move. You know, these trail walks, they can be hit or miss. Some, it depends on the trail. You know, you got this whole theory about you can't do a dinner, you have to do the drink or the coffee or something.
No,
make sure if it's bad, you can get out of there.
Yeah.
The same with the trail walk. I went on.
Oh, you can be stuck on a trail.
I was on a hike. It was just my favorite hike, but it's a whole 2.5 hour loop. And I didn't really think about
that. You're stuck for a date for 2.5 hours.
Yes. It's a long ass date if you don't want to do that shit.
And what did you do? You just walked.
I fucking stuck it out like this.
You just
like
keep
Erica
trekking
did.
Away.
Trekking away.
Well, this is the best idea. Starbucks. Meet a cup of
Starbucks?
Meet for a cup of coffee at Starbucks. I was sitting there waiting for this guy to arrive at Starbucks. I see this guy walk in by himself. Totally not my vibe. And I knew it's him. The date.
That's
and I
the
thought,
fucking worst.
Can I still get up and walk out? No, because, you know, it would be rude to do that.
Horrible.
So 15-minute coffee date. Much better than that 2-hour long-ass dinner date that I had with this other guy.
Yeah, not just any coffee date. It's literally the fast food of coffee. This is the fastest coffee date you could possibly go on.
It's a good idea for a date if you're not 100%
Starbucks?
Sure.
You think if I say to a girl in Los Angeles, hey, you want to go meet me at Starbucks, she's going to be into that?
Yeah.
No, Mom. That's not what's happening.
Like my other friend would go on these dates because she wanted to have like an expensive meal. And I'd be like, I'd rather go to McDonald's.
I can't stand that. I when you get the feeling like, oh my God, this person
Someone's
is milking me
for
dinner or a drink or something, you could eat my ass.
Eat my ass.
I can't stand that.
Okay.
Speaking of eating my ass, Brian says, this person tried to stick a finger in my butt. Not that I'm totally against it, but it was a bit startling on the first date. While I'm not a prude, finger in the butt on first date was just a bit too much.
Okay.
My eyes started twitching when I just read that. Finger in the ass. I like that he's like, not that I'm totally against it.
Right. Well,
it's something you build up to.
It's an intimacy thing.
I mean, I barely feel comfortable making out most first dates. Finger in the ass is a big deal. That's a 0 to 60.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You ever tried to finger and butt on first date?
No, that's assuming that you're like even getting naked on the first date.
Right. Yeah, Brian, you were already in the deep end over there, huh? Renee says, I went to wash my hands at a restaurant before our food came, and when I walked up behind him, I saw him swiping on Tinder.
Oh my God. I've heard about stories like this.
I actually saw him super like someone in real time in front of me with my eyes. The worst part, though, was that his shirt was a little too short, so I could see also his hairy butt crack through the little space in the back of the chair.
Oh, oh.
This is a nightmare.
Renee.
This is a horrible.
Renee, the fact that he was swiping away is one thing, but then you take a look at that hairy butt crack.
The hairy butt crack, you don't want showing through the fucking, I know exactly that seat too.
Oh.
Ay, ay, ay.
What if you saw a hairy butt crack?
I have a hairy butt crack.
What are you talking?
Don't think I have hair on my butt?
I don't know. I don't
You've
remember.
Never seen my butt because I keep it well under wraps.
Yeah, I never saw it.
I have hair like in my nether regions.
A refrigerator repairman.
Yeah, I'm never really.
All right.
Anyway, what are you making me all neurotic about my hair and my ass now? Just going to have to get a new sponsor, a Meridian trimmer. All right. Joseph says, wore Crocs on the first date. That was a nope. I wear Crocs.
On the first date, you'd wear Crocs?
I would never wear Crocs on the first date. But I do love Crocs.
I don't know if that would be enough that it would, you know.
First date, no date?
If it was like this fucking phenomenal guy and he happened to be wearing Crocs, you can work with that.
Do you think most phenomenal guys are going to be wearing Crocs? I don't know.
I don't know. I actually don't. But they're very popular.
On a first date. My friends and I wear Crocs.
I can see your friends doing that.
Not on a first date.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a wonder of the world?
I have. There's like 7 wonders of the world, and I think I've seen a couple of them.
Well, I've seen the 8th. It's what? Called Uberlube.
Uberlube to save the day.
Uberlube is our favorite lube. If you don't believe us, you should just listen to this quote from an OBGYN in Leesburg, Florida. She says, I have one patient quoted as saying it is the 8th wonder of the world, and it saved her marriage. I recommend Uberlube for almost all my patients. Are you kidding me?
That's a good testimonial.
That's what OBGYN, all these doctors say that they highly recommend Uberlube for their patients of all ages.
It's great for oral, anal, and vaginal penetration.
It's body-friendly ingredients. Doctors swear by this stuff.
It's tasteless, odorless, it's not sticky, and you can even use it in water.
Uberlube is also cruelty-free. They don't use animal products, and they're vegan-friendly.
Uberlube is our favorite lube. You guys, you need to get some.
You can use it with condoms. You can use it in water. Put it into fucking hot tubs. Honestly, you can put it on your ass when you're running, and it won't chafe.
I like to put it in my hair for the frizzies. It really works in a lot of different ways, but it's especially wonderful for, like I said, oral, anal, and vaginal penetration.
If you want our favorite lubricant, go to uberlube.com and use promo code SNEAKY, SNEAKY. You'll get 10% off and free shipping. That's uberlube.com, promo code SNEAKY. You can also find that in the episode description and at sneakypod.com. You have to have a shoe with a nice fixed point.
You would know because for some reason you're always borrowing your friend's clothing, even to tell me that you borrowed your friend's underpants.
My friend was raving about these underwear from Lululemon. And
we're not even being sponsored by them, so don't go there.
I said, and then he was cleaning out his closet. He doesn't wear these the same size anymore because he's grown. He's a little beefcake now. And so I said, I'll take those underwears. And not only that,
why are you
I like
there
the underwear
like
so much.
Sorting through underpants with him. I don't understand how does that occur? I've never in
I was
my
picking up-
many years of life walked in, saw my friend's underwear and said, oh, I'll take those. Well, I usually buy my own underwear. No, I don't take hand-me-down underwear.
It starts simple with like a shirt he wanted to give me.
Okay, that I could see. A
and
shirt
then it moved to
thing.
The pair of athletic pants.
Yeah.
And then he opens up that drawer and there's underwear in that drawer. So then I said, and then he said, what about these underwear? They're the best underwear I've ever owned. And I said, those are $25 pair of underwear. I'll try them on. They're clean. Why not?
There were no tags on it.
No tags. No, it's
so
tagless.
He wore
so
these underpants.
Nice. Yeah, of course. He washed it, and I washed it too before I even tried it on.
I was going to say, before you tried it on.
And yeah, because I want to make sure they're washed. And then I realized there are more of those underwear in there that I don't think he's wearing. And I couldn't bring myself to ask him, can I have the other set?
I 100% know what's going to go on.
What?
You're going to get those extra underwear. You're just going to somehow bring it up in conversation.
Y'all, have you know I ordered 3 new pairs of the same underwear?
Okay.
So now I have 4 of the Lululemon underwears.
But what do you do with the other 3 days?
I'm wondering if somehow
you're
be a little
happen
generous
to
with me.
Come by your friend's house, Hey!
Well, what is he doing with the underwear in the drawer that don't fit him anymore?
Maybe he's going to lose weight.
No, it's like muscle that he's become like a muscle man.
Oh, body man.
So I don't think that muscle is going anywhere. He doesn't fit in his underwear anymore. What can you do?
Maybe he wanted a few leftover pairs in case, you know, he had to do wash and it wasn't enough. Could be a lot of different explanations as to why he left some pairs in there. Maybe those are bigger ones.
They're the same size. We don't need to go into this details, ma'am. Okay. Lisa says, okay, I'm super anal about people smacking their food. Oh boy.
Don't I agree with Lisa almost every time?
You agree. You're fucking smacking your food all nonstop. I can't even have a phone call with you.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
You got me so paranoid. I don't even chew. I don't chew gum. I won't even take a sip of coffee when I'm on the phone with you.
You know what you do? You say, you have the phone call and I can hear you chomping on the nuts. Chomping on a banana, and I say, "Mom, are you eating right now?" And she goes, "Oh God, I'm rushing to do this thing."
Yeah,
and it's fine if you're. I get it.
Wait, excuse me, Mister. Let's clang pots and pans and wash dishes while you're on the phone.
Oh Jesus, Christ!
Let's eat everything in sight when you're on the phone with me.
And dude, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't bother you.
How do you know if it bothers me? I'm just like I value our relationship more than having chomping free conversation.
We could have the conversation after the chomper.
But if it's the other way around, it's okay.
It doesn't bother you.
It doesn't bother me? How do you know?
I've asked you.
It bothers me.
It doesn't bother you. I've asked you. I said, Mom, this bothers me. Does it bother you? You say, no, it doesn't bother me. So I can eat on the phone because it doesn't bother you. But it bothers you. It bothers me. So you can't eat on the phone.
Can we get back to Lisa?
Okay. She goes, I'm super anal about people smacking their food. And quite frankly, I am too, Lisa.
I'm aware.
I went out with a guy who ate smacking and licking / sucking food off his fingers.
I can see my boyfriend doing that too.
I was one and done. In fact, that is all I can recall about that date.
Yeah.
Licking and sucking the food off his fingers.
I agree. Although, you know, if he's doing that, he might be good going down.
Oh, God. Jesus. No. Disgusting.
He might be very good about the, you know, like very orally fixated.
Yeah, he's oral fixated. He's willing to go to all sorts of gross crevices and shits.
Oh no, this one coming up here may need to go into. This is a longie.
I read this one. I'll read it again. Well, Jessica says, "Oh God, I met a guy through Plenty of Fish many years ago." Which one is the Plenty of Fish?
What do you mean?
It's another dating app.
Dating app. Plenty of Fish.
Okay. I was 21. I think he was 19 or 20. He seemed nice enough, but upon meeting, strike one was that his Plenty of Fish photo was from a few years earlier when he was about 100 pounds lighter. I was willing to look past that, like, okay, fine, the guy might be a big teddy bear type. But no, he was basically a gigantic baby. Like,
can I just say how stupid it is of people to, they know they're going to meet the person at some point.
Completely.
One guy told me that he was going back and forth with this girl.
Yeah.
And he said that her picture.
Yeah.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he could not wait to meet her. And he was like telling all his friends, like, she looks so beautiful. She could be like a Victoria's Secret model. That's how beautiful she is. Well, he goes to meet her. He didn't even find anyone in the room that looked like her. And finally, she comes up to him and she's like, I'm your date, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh my God. You look, you know, very different. You look like a Victoria's Secret model. And she goes, oh, yeah, I use their pictures.
What the fuck?
She admitted using the picture of a Victoria's Secret model.
No, you can't do that.
How dumb is that?
Dumb.
They think, oh, once you get to know the personality.
I have a friend who lied. I think he said he was 3 inches taller than he actually was. Ends up meeting up with a girl that he really likes. Decides he's not going to tell her the truth about his height. Instead, he buys pumps.
Platforms
to put in his shoes. And now he can't be with her without these pumps on.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll be honest. I told my boyfriend Deez when I first met him that I was 1 year younger than I was.
Stupid lie.
Why?
Why?
Why? I don't know why
one
I came
year?
Up with it. 1 year.
What is that going to change things?
Nothing.
Yeah, there's already huge age difference anyway. It does not matter. Anyway, I'll go on to say, Jessica goes on to say, he was basically a gigantic baby, like actually baby shaped, and he had the demeanor of a calm baby. I do not like babies, by the way, LOL. What is a calm baby?
I mean, a baby, like, you know, looking up with the eyes.
And what is baby shaped?
Baby shape.
Baby shapes tend
not real, like, defined.
Yeah, like kind of mushy. Blobby.
Yeah, mushy.
Oh, my God.
Like, you want to mush their little hands.
Oh, my God.
Little toes.
Our date was a walk through the park. His hands were clammy like a toddler.
That's what I'm talking.
When he talked, he kind of talked like a small child. I'm sarcastic and have diverse but dark humor. All jokes and sarcasm went right over his head. But the real deal breaker was our conversation. I'm not exaggerating. Every single question was, what's your favorite blank?
That's hilarious.
What's your favorite TV show? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite game? What's your favorite season? We were together for maybe an hour and a half, and there was no real conversation. If it was just him constantly asking these questions.
Like little kids do. You know, little kids, they all do that.
This is hilarious. I would have loved to see this. I almost would love to be on this date. It's such a clown date.
It is a clown date.
I would sometimes ask them back, hoping it would prompt something more, but no, what's your favorite animal? I was honestly impressed that he could come up with so many.
what's your favorites?
But I was also so bored and exasperated. I love that. And grossed out by his clammy, sticky hands.
Oh,
and he insisted
wow.
on holding hands the whole time. That I started to make up ridiculous answers. My favorite color was gray. I don't have a favorite movie because I hate movies.
Oh, she's
I felt like I was babysitting.
Very rebellious.
Very rebellious. Holy shit.
That's a doozy.
Jessica, that was a fucking hilarious answer.
Very funny.
I wouldn't go on a second date with that person, but I sure as hell would have enjoyed watching that one.
Justin had one here.
Do you think I should do any What's Your Favorites and my future dates?
What would you do?
What's Your Favorite podcast? Could be a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a leading one.
What's your favorite war?
What's your favorite war?
I don't know. What the fuck?
That's a question.
It's an interesting one.
What's your favorite war?
It could be an interesting response.
What's your favorite song?
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite erogenous zone? How about that?
Oh, you're always pushing the podcast.
Okay.
All right. So Jim says, I had to add some gas to my car midway through
Justin.
The day.
Justin, why do you call him Jim? The fuck, where'd Jim come from?
Justin says, I had to add some gas to my car midway through the date. And while I was inside paying, she opened the center console compartment area between the driver and the passenger seats and stole $50 that I had in there for emergencies.
No.
And no question that she did it. I saw her digging around in there from inside the gas station, and I had just put the $50 in there on the way to pick her up for the date. Well, I hope he just took her straight home and didn't use the $50 for a date for her.
He says she wasn't hard up on money either, or did not appear to be, but some people just have the thieving thing, you know. I do, but only against corporations who, despite assurances to the contrary, are not actually people.
What did Justin have to add that little tidbit in there?
I know. Yeah, Justin added a bit more that I didn't include here, but I think he did end up going home with her.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because she was like, I want to fuck you. Yeah.
So he figures $50, I'm getting a quick fuck.
Exactly.
This is the worst first date. He took me to an Italian restaurant. Nothing against Italian. Good, but you can cook it easily at home. And then he didn't tip the waiter big fat zero. Okay, the waiter, no tipping is something.
Yeah,
but
Kylie.
I don't know why.
This is a pretty, that's high standards. If you chose an Italian restaurant.
Well, exactly. And yeah. I remember walking outside my door with this guy who picked me up, and he said, where do you want to go eat? I said, there's sushi across the street. He goes, sushi? I hate sushi. If we're going to date, we will never go to a sushi place.
Fuck.
Another
off.
First date, last date. She doesn't like sushi. What the fuck?
Yep, he's done.
Also, I agree with her about this. I saw him tip the bartender like 50 cents.
Oh, yeah. I went on a date recently.
50 cents tip?
I went on a date recently, and I remember the tip portion of the night comes. I pay. I tip, and I think to myself, you better go high.
Go high.
You go high because I don't want to deal with the anxiety that I will experience afterwards.
100%.
Of thinking, did I not tip enough? Did right. you? And sometimes I get so in my head about this.
There goes the whole date.
I miscalculate entirely what the tip should be.
All you do is double it.
Mom, when you're on a date, it's actually a high stakes scenario.
Okay.
She's looking over your shoulder, pretending like she's not looking over the shoulder.
Well, she's looking to see what kind of tip
you're trying to calculate. It's a nightmare, actually. Much easier with the click the 20% sign the
finger. I love that. It makes it much easier.
All right. This episode now sponsored by Square. Okay.
Thank you all for participating.
Thank you. If you want to participate, please give us a text at 310-356-3920.
We will never spam you. We will just take your questions. And if you want to be anonymous, you can be anonymous.
We had a comment over here from Aaron who says, love you all too. Thank you guys for tuning in on this YouTube live.
Thank you for sharing the love.
Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube if you want to participate in these live chats. Okay.
Oh my God. We're coming to a very funny part of the podcast where I ask Cam how his life's going.
I don't understand why all of my doctors are testing me for syphilis.
Why?
Every time I go into a doctor's office, it doesn't matter what type of doctor it is, I end up getting tested for syphilis.
Question.
What?
Do you think it's just a general look that you have, or is it after they talk to you for 5 minutes and they realize that you're completely nuts?
No, yeah, Mom, this time it was not my fault. I went to a dermatologist.
A dermatologist?
Dermatologist. I originally had scheduled this dermatologist many months ago. It takes a year to get in with anyone. And so by the time I got in with the fucking dermatologist, the thing on my lip that I was concerned about had completely gone away. But I was like, well, I got this fucking appointment. I might as well still go.
Of course.
So I go in for just a standard mole check.
Right.
Because I've been told by other dermatologists, I have a lot of moles. Yes. I was told I have a lot of fucking moles. So I went and got a skin check. I mentioned to her, she's surprised because originally it says on the thing that I was here for the lip check. And she's like, "What? I'll do the mole check. What was going on with the lip?" And I said, "Oh, I had this thing on my lip, and it was just like this little—I don't know what it was—a like a thing. It looked like a yellow thing." And she's like, "Oh, you've been tested for syphilis?" So what do you mean, syphilis?
This is not the first time.
I've been tested for syphilis. Yeah, but she doesn't believe that I was tested because I kind of was like shocked that she said, "Have you been tested for syphilis?"
Was your heart racing?
I was getting a little aroused by the question. Wait,
I didn't ask if you were aroused.
My heart rate was elevated. Everything is sexual.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's a female doctor and you said I was getting aroused. I'm just questioning what...
I just meant my heart rate, my nervous system getting aroused and elevated. Anyway, it was the whole thing was very... So then next thing you know, I'm taking blood for the fucking syphilis. But at this point, the PA that I saw, because I had a stomach bug, looks at my chest because I had a game. Sometimes you get a rash from the stomach bug. They look at the chest and they go, yeah, you know what? I hate to say this. Syphilis. No fucking way. And then I had to get tested for syphilis. I've been tested. I'm not kidding. I've been tested five times for syphilis since the last time I had sex.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a sexually transmitted disease.
Mom, I fucking know.
Don't you tell them I haven't had sex, so I can't. I don't think I have syphilis. Doesn't it dawn on you to share that information?
I'm somehow sexually involved with people. They're just not necessarily having intercourse necessarily between these times.
You're just saying kissing and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think syphilis can be transmitted through kissing, but maybe. I don't know. It's just very popular. And then I tell my friend's dad, who's... apparently he was a doctor in his past life, and he tells me, oh yeah, syphilis is on the rise. I don't need to fucking hear this shit.
So I asked you if you had heard back from
me. Mom, then she says it's going to be 24 hours. Don't worry, I'll call you in 24 hours to tell you the results of the syphilis test. And then I go to the lab to get the blood drawn. She says, also, you'll hear back in 24 hours. It's been 6 days. No determination whether I have syphilis or not. I didn't think I had syphilis. I wasn't concerned about syphilis. And now I don't know whether or not I have syphilis.
You still don't know?
I still don't know.
Why didn't you call and ask?
I got sidetracked.
And he got sidetracked.
Yeah.
So at this point, I would think that if you had syphilis, they would have called you up the next day and said,
maybe
they
missed my number or something. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why.
Should we call right now and see if you have syphilis?
What?
Call.
You want to call the doctor right now to see if I have syphilis?
Just find out.
Are you fucking kidding?
I think we should give her a call.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, if you're on YouTube, I have to go get my phone.
All right. We're just going to make a quick phone call to Cam's doctor to find out if, in fact, he does have syphilis.
I don't even know.
Even though he hasn't had sex in 5 years.
Okay, hold on. We're not intending this, so let's see if I got to pull up the number. Hold on. I feel like it's a HIPAA violation, but I guess I'm
not. No, you're the person to get the HIPAA.
Okay, here we go. It closes soon. Oh, this is a good time to call.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Calling. I have 15 minutes. Do I have to do a disclaimer?
Disclaimer, just...
Oh, hold on.
I'm just getting my results.
Oh, they hung up. God damn it. The fuck? They picked up and hung up immediately. I hate that. All right, maybe they knew it. I was in. Now they're closed. Are you kidding me? What?
They just closed.
Wait, what the fuck was that? They picked up, they hung up, and now it's closed? What the fuck was that? Are you kidding me? I'm calling again. Are you kidding? Nope. It's closed.
Closed.
Their office closes in 15 minutes. What the hell? It closed in 15 minutes. Why do I have no notification that I have syphilis or not? All right. Anyway.
Did she say anything else to you besides syphilis?
Yes. So I had some questions. I always have questions.
Shocking. I'm completely shocked.
So I'm trying to convince her. I'm trying to convince her that it's not syphilis by explaining, is there anything else? You know, maybe it could be this. And she's like, oh, it could be impetigo.
What the hell is that?
It's something that little children get that they pass on from one another when they it's like a bacterial infection or some shit.
And then when they go to preschool and they touch each other.
Their nose is dripping into their mouth and all that shit. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably that. You know, can you get that from borrowing a beard from someone?
You asked if you can get impetigo, a children's disease.
Yes.
From borrowing a beard.
Yeah, because I borrowed a beard for a clown bit from a friend. And
did you tell her what that meant?
Maybe also if you can get it from the nose to mouth, I'm getting all my snot in this beard and it's going into my mouth. And she was very confused.
I don't know
confused.
If I'm more disgusted about this beard thing or you being the human fountain spitting in each other's mouths. I mean,
a used beard.
And you're going in your friend's underwear drawer. What's going on? There's no boundaries over there with your life.
Just boundaries. But when your friend has a perfectly good beard, why not use it?
Because it's full of germs and impetigo and possibly syphilis.
I think it's my own germs that I gave to myself.
No, it's probably syphilis. You might have got syphilis from the fucking beard.
I don't know what the fuck it was, but she was confused. She immediately goes, borrowed a beard? I was like, oh, yeah. And then I started asking her, you know, I started getting these pimples. How do I handle these pimples caused by this clown makeup?
Oh,
she goes,
my God.
Clown makeup? She was so confused by the time I got out of there. Both of us were confused. Maybe that's why she's not calling me.
Maybe our listeners are also confused as to what the hell you're talking about with the bumps from the clown makeup. Do you want to explain yourself?
I was in a Buffon class.
Which is a clown class.
Yes, I had to put a whole fucking
beard on you.
Like a casing of makeup on myself.
And a beard.
The beard was for a clown bit I was in. Not participating in the class. No class related. What do you look at me like that for?
I don't even know what to say.
You're proud that I'm your son.
You also had that red nose full of snot that you're sharing with each other.
Maybe that's how I got impetigo.
From the red nose?
I get impetigo from the red nose. You know,
syphilis
from
the beard.
I just realized we're about to start a month-long mask workshop. Going back to France. And we're making masks, our own masks, you'll be glad to know.
I can tell you a little story about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Back when you were in second grade, you were making paper mache masks.
We're making paper mache masks.
Yeah.
They're made out of paper mache.
Let me tell you what happened. You freaked out because you had to stick your hands in paper mache and you didn't like the way it felt and you refused to do it and you were hysterical.
Yeah.
And I had to call the teacher and this is deal with. This is the kind of shit that I had to deal with
this
with you.
The kind
and
of
now
shit
that, full circle. You're coming back and you're making paper mache mess. You're gonna call. Am I gonna get a call from your clown please. Teacher? Please take him home from France because he doesn't like the feel of paper mache.
Yeah, probably.
I can't believe you're doing this.
I developed a love for paper mache.
Well, it wasn't when you were in second grade, that's for sure.
No, it took many years, but that gooey shit is a little off-putting at first.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's, then I showed the dermatologist my penis, and I swear to God, I'm not kidding. This is the last thing about the dermatologist.
Did she ask to see your penis?
No, but she was about to not check my legs. And I was like, I got moles on the legs. You should check them out. She goes, oh, not so many. And I was like, and then you should check out the dick. Because there's.
Wait, you said then you should check out the dick?
No, after she checks the legs, there's nothing there.
How did you say it? I'd like to know.
Will you please look at my penis? There's something on my penis.
Why?
Because there's something on my penis.
There was nothing on your penis.
There's a dot on my penis?
It's probably a freckle.
Yeah, she said it was nothing. But I didn't know at the time. And you just cover my bases. I see a dermatologist once every 4 years.
Okay, well.
That's... Mom, I pulled out my penis at this moment.
I don't know what to say.
I have never seen my penis look smaller in my life.
It was so humiliating.
I almost put it back up and said, "Don't worry about it. It's fine." I couldn't even believe it was. I was like, "What? In what position was I sitting?"
It was looking inward.
It looked like an innie.
Like a turtle going back into its shell.
It looked like just the head, and I was like, "What? Where did the rest of it go? What the fuck is that?" I was humiliated. I think she thought it was funny too. I couldn't even, because she knew I quickly pulled the pants back up and then we switched.
You
we
just say, forget
topic.
About it. I'll deal with whatever syphilis is down in my penis area because my penis looks like a snail.
She looked at the little snail and then that was it. Then we went on our merry way.
You went on your merry
then
way.
Then I started asking her about the clown makeup and shit. It was just such a weird.
Guarantee 100%. She came home to her family and said, I need a drink. I had the craziest, most neurotic person
come
in.
That would have been a HIPAA violation.
With the smallest penis I've ever seen in my life.
I couldn't believe it. I was floored. By the way, I commented on it to her.
I doubt that she sees many penises as a dermatologist.
You don't think people are showing her the penis?
No.
What? It's got skin on it.
I mean, I doubt that. I don't know. I've never thought about it, but I've had many mole checks, and I've never showed a doctor my vagina.
Well, maybe you don't have moles on your vagina.
I never showed him anything.
I want to cover my bases. Let's move on. Anyway, that's all I got. What's going on in your life, Mom?
Oh, nothing. Nothing nearly as exciting as what just occurred.
Okay.
What? I'm completely flustered.
Flustered.
I'm very flustered right now. I don't even know what to say. Oh my gosh. I went to the Bruce Springsteen concert, and I have to say, I was straight as an arrow. I've gone to maybe 20 to 25 Bruce Springsteen concerts in my life because I started when I was like, you know, in college.
Yeah.
And I would never miss a show. Wow. So I've been gone for 40 years.
Wow.
40 some odd years, maybe, or 30 some odd years, whatever it is, however many decades I've been going.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've done Quaaludes for most of them.
Yeah. You literally turned to me during the concert and you're like, this is the first Bruce concert I've been to, not on Quaaludes and not high on weed.
I'm not drinking alcohol either. I did nothing. I was straight as an arrow. Pretty
just
impressive,
like me.
I might say.
Was I the catalyst for this?
Well, you are straight as an arrow. You're always straight as an arrow.
Okay. Fucking shame.
I'm surprised that your brother didn't bring something for us to smoke.
Yeah, it is actually surprising.
Yeah.
Man, we were all sober and we all enjoyed it.
We all had a great time.
You can have fun sober, kids.
Yep. And it was fun.
Phenomenal.
3.5 hours.
Loved it.
Stood the whole time.
75-year-old guy. He's rocking out. How old is he?
74.
Of course you know that. 74 and he's still rocking out.
I think you turned to me at some point and you're like, are you still turned on by him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't lost it.
And on top of it, his wife comes on and it looks like they're prickly fucking on the stage. Did it not?
Wow. Yeah. They were fire. Very into each other. They look like they have a nice sex life going on.
They are something going on there.
They weren't scared to hide that.
He even said Viagra at the end, which means that
Viagra
he's probably taking.
Yeah. He said Viagra
he
taking.
Knows that most of his audience is taking Viagra.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. He's very self-accepting and he's self-assured. I love this guy.
Oh, I love him too.
Huge, huge fan.
Love him. As a matter of fact, a little Bruce story. When I was back in my 20s, I had heard he was in town. And I had heard through the grapevine, I don't even know how, that he was working out in a local gym.
What?
In the suburbs of Chicago.
What?
It was like the Bally's Gym Club. I don't even know if they own, if that's still making. I, like an idiot, rushed over with my friend to see if I could stalk him outside of the gym.
Are you crazy?
Well,
did you find him?
I found nothing of the sort. It was just a big rumor.
Jesus Christ.
But that's how cuckoo I was for going to see, you know.
Do you feel like he's the one that got away?
He didn't. In order to have the one that gets away, you must have had him before he got away.
Well, he was close. He was nearby in the gym.
I was so close to that possible sighting.
Yeah, it was a sighting.
It was a sighting. But anyway, aside from that, I mean, we've just been celebrating a lot of family stuff. We celebrated your 35th birthday.
Yes.
Because you were, of course, in clown school during mm-hmm. that period. Mm-hmm. Celebrate your brother-in-law's 40th birthday. Well, we had fun.
Yeah, it was nice.
A lot of fun. And that's about all I got to say.
Is it time for Hit On or Shit On? The segment of the show where we look at your comments and determine if they're a hit on or a shit on. What do we got this week, Mother?
Excuse me. My name is Daryl. And young lady, that ain't too old. I'm a little bit older than you are. And you're still considered mildly young and attractive to a nice meeting you.
Okay.
I just needed to understand what the fuck was that?
That's a confusing one. That's always the third category. That, hit on, shit on, and or confuse
we're
us.
We're still trying to figure out. And the other one that I saw, which was really funny, was a...
is it Boomer 1985 who says, I needed a sugar mama to buy me farm equipment?
Yep, that was it.
Mm.
What do you think? Buy him farm equipment.
You get a lot of requests for money.
Yeah, but this one was very specific. Sometimes it's in PlayStation.
Right.
This one was farm equipment.
Farm equipment's not bad. Of all the things you could buy someone, farm equipment is pretty good. You're investing in the cause.
All right.
Yeah, agriculture. I could. Yeah, why not? Anyway, that's hit on or shit on.
Hit on or shit on. And I had two mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news. Mom's news is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. Mother?
Well, here we go. Anti-aging tech mogul. This was also in the Mirror.
Oh, God. Tabloid. So that's a very reputable tabloid that my mother has been featured in, actually.
Oh, yeah. Anti-aging tech mogul has shock therapy on his penis to get erections of an 18-year-old. Tech mogul Brian Johnson claims to have reversed aging in his penis by 15 years through painful shock wave therapy, part of his extreme $2 million annual anti-aging regimen.
First of all, this guy's name is Brian Johnson?
Yes. Why? What's wrong with that?
Johnson. It sounds like a fake name. Johnson?
I don't know. He said that he claimed to reverse aging in his penis by 15 years through a painful shockwave therapy. And I started thinking, would you do this?
No!
I didn't think so. All right. And then another penis question. For another penis, I had a lot of penis stuff going on for mom's news. This one was.
What do you Google to find this shit? Penis news?
Reddit. I was just saying. I just penis saw this news? Popped up on Reddit that this woman is 26. She's got a perfect boyfriend. She said, but my boyfriend is the sweetest, kindest, the most caring person I've ever met. He's incredibly wise and such a good partner to me and so incredible in general. A lot of women tell me that he's the standard of men that they hope to find one day. We've been dating for almost 6 years and have talked extensively about getting married soon. However, I'm extremely bothered by the fact that he won't wash his penis properly.
Oy.
When I first brought this up, he said that he's discussed this with his closest male friends and they all don't pull back their foreskin and only drip a little water on it. I said, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to wash it with soap. But he said that I don't have a dick and he would know since he's the penis haver or whatever. I did tell him that it bothered me a lot. So he would make it a point to pull back and dribble water on it and wash it off.
What is dribble?
wash off
I don't like the verb dribble.
Stuff. and wash off the ew gross stuff underneath and then
the
go
ew,
like,
gross stuff.
Is this better? To which I say, yeah. Apparently, he has a lot of hostility towards her because she asked him to do this. A lot of people on Reddit had a lot of things to say about it.
I got things to say about
and
it.
I figured, what?
Clean your dick.
Okay. That's how I felt. Is it so much trouble?
Basic hygiene.
Yeah.
Clean the dick.
How would he feel if she never cleaned out the vulva vagina area?
Or any part of her body. Yeah. She doesn't brush her teeth at all. Yeah. What is that about?
Disgusting.
I would be disgusted.
So why was...
It's out of respect for yourself. Your body's a temple. Sorry to say. Maybe your body's a temple.
Sometimes you do it to it a fault. That's where you get and end up getting all kinds of problems down there.
What kind of problems?
Well, you were scraping so much with a loofah that you had some sort of a...
That was the last time I was with a dermatologist, actually.
What was going on there?
What did he say? It was a self-caused rash because I overdid it with the loofah. Yeah. What is that? Why is that funny to you?
I just don't even know how these things happen to you all the freaking time.
I'm very fastidious with my cleaning.
Right. So apparently if you didn't clean your penis very well...
Yes.
You would be upset by that.
Yes. Last night I got in the shower because my ass smelled horrible. And yet...
How did you smell your own ass?
Yeah, that's how bad it smelled. And then that only serves myself. No one else is coming close to my ass.
Okay.
I didn't need to share that. You didn't need to hear that. Okay. Thank you for that mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Is it that time?
It's that time of the show that makes your penis go in like a little turtle into its shell. It's that time of the show where you think to yourself, I don't think I've been aroused like this. It's stimulated. My nervous system has not been stimulated like this maybe ever before. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds...
disgusting.
Or...
boring.
Or...
entertaining.
It's Cam's Uppers. This one's a little boring, actually.
Oh, great. People in the car are like, turn this one off. I'm already so grossed out by this.
It's just a response. It's a response to my... It's just... I've been thinking a lot about this.
Okay.
I go into these... you're already looking at the comments? You're looking beyond me. What the fuck is that? It's the first time in the episode that you look beyond me.
All right, sorry. I just got distracted.
I didn't even start the fucking segment.
I just got a little detoured, but I'm back.
Okay, this is going to be riveting. Are you ready?
All right.
So I'm in therapy, as you all know.
I mean, you did qualify it by saying this is a little boring.
Okay. I'm in therapy, and most of the therapy is in silence.
Right. You pay money to sit in silence and look at each other.
Yes. I did tell him once, I feel like I might as well just take $250 and light it on fire right now. This is the amount of silence that's going on.
How can
here.
You tell your doctor that?
You're supposed to be very open with your thoughts and feelings. And what at did the he time, say? I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't know what to say. And you're not giving me much right now.
Okay.
He refuses to lead the dance. Refuses.
So will he talk to you once you bring up a topic?
If it's good enough.
What?
If it's good enough, if there's enough meat on the bone, he feels like I'm speaking to his soul, yeah, then he'll talk about it.
Oh, my God.
But otherwise, we sit in silence. Okay. Or I'll say something, which is even worse, and then no response. So I've started to think a lot about this because he's convinced the reason he's doing this is because he recognizes I just want him to give me some guidance,
well,
some
direction.
Well,
that's why you see a therapist.
To give me some guidance.
Yes, he doesn't, you especially need someone.
No, he thinks that it should come from within me.
And why don't you just, as my friend says, pay yourself $200 and look at the mirror in the bathroom and talk to yourself?
This is the same question I've been fucking dealing with. And then I start thinking also, why can't I request this type of guidance or direction from people around me? I started asking my friend the other night, I said, you've known me for decades. Can I get some sort of blessing over here? Some sort of
blessing?
Yeah, it was my way of asking, hey, what kind of way should you think I should take with my life?
Was it with a blessing? What are you talking about, blessing?
It was a nice thing to say, because when you bless someone, you know, you're kind of like, hey.
You wanted your friend to give you a blessing?
What is that, so weird to ask?
Yes.
We don't give enough blessings.
So you ask your friend, have you ever gotten a blessing? Can I go look in your underwear drawer, see if there's any small underwear, and then... Can you give me a blessing
this
over the underwear?
This is not the same guy. This is not the same guy.
Oh, this is a different one.
This is a different guy. Your friends I asked that guy for the underwear and that guy for the blessing. You ever been blessed?
Yeah, by the fucking rabbi who thought I needed to lose 10 pounds off my ass.
It was a blessing.
Yeah, that's some of these blessings
not so
though.
Good, but at least it's some guidance and direction.
Yeah,
it's better than what I'm getting from the therapist.
Okay.
And so I don't think it's that bad to ask someone for some direction. Listen, the actor needs a director. It's easier to be a director and see someone's life than to be the actor living it. What?
This is a therapist. It's not some sort of an actor-director thing. If it was an actor-director thing, you can learn it in clown school.
No, because I'm playing a character. That's why I'm... Why can't just someone just tell me what the fuck to do?
I think someone should.
No one is.
I will.
Don't you dare. In fact, most of the time I call you up, you are fucking telling me what to do. And it irritates the fuck out of me.
No.
Sorry. I'm eating right now. I'm in a rush. I got all these almonds to eat.
And what are you doing? You're clanging pots and pans, cleaning.
And then you're like, okay, you should go out with that girl. You shouldn't go out with that girl. You should go to bed. You shouldn't shower.
I tell you two things.
You should shower.
Shower and go to bed.
You always That's are it. Telling me to shower and go to bed.
Go to sleep. Get some sleep. In the morning, you'll be fine.
All right, we've reached the end of the show.
You can pay me the $200.
We've reached the end of the show. It's gotten, I don't know why these shows, these episodes leave me to the point where my eye is fully twitching so much I could barely open it right now. I'm down to one eye after these fucking episodes.
You could be a pirate, like little Stevie. Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, all right. We want to thank you guys for making this show possible.
Yeah, we do.
This was a fun one.
It is a fun one.
If you would like to support us, please consider making a generous donation at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
That's patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
It really helps us keep the lights on, keep this beautiful studio going.
Keep our TikTok and Instagram's filled with great content.
That's right. And I want to thank all of our Patreon members who support us on a monthly basis and who we love so much.
Our
inner circle. We love you.
We call you the Sneaky Freaks, and you can find them all on Discord.
You can, yeah. We have a Discord channel. But, okay, if you're on Patreon, you get even more channels.
Right.
You get it. I want to thank everyone who's participated on YouTube Live and also who's texted us at 310-356-3920. And we'd love to thank you, podcaster, for hosting this wonderful show in this beautiful studio.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a little turtley.
That's how you want to end it? How you want to end it.
Have a wonderful trip in France.
Thank you, mother. Love you.
Adios. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Bonsoir.